kamu. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
One nation, one people, one station, one mission. Proclaiming of God's great love to all, inspiring, life-changing radio. One Love Radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Engineering expert Ngulube vows inclusive and transparent leadership ahead of elections. Government steps up road maintenance works ahead of the Luapula Investment Expo 2026. Foreign news, Lebanon and Israel officials to meet in the U.S. on Tuesday. And in sports, Chifuna Wuli, aspiring council chairperson, sponsors development sports tournament. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The government has stepped up road maintenance works in Luapula province ahead of the Luapula Investment Expo 2026, set for the 20th to the 24th of April 2026 in Mansa District, to be graced by President Hakainde Hichilema. Speaking when he inspected the road works on Friday, 10th April, Luapula Province Minister Nason Musonda says key roads, including the Pedico Road and Mansa Safia Road, are being attended to in readiness for increased traffic, with delegates expected to start arriving as early as the 17th of April. He says additional equipment will be deployed with support from the Zambia National Service to speed up works, especially on critical sections. Meanwhile, Provincial Roads Engineer Wanzi Zulu says short-term repairs are underway, with long-term plans to rehabilitate about 40 kilometers once funding is secured. And speaking earlier at the site, Sebo Construction Subcontractor Manager Mokades Hussein says maintenance works covering 11 kilometers on the Pedico Road are progressing well and are expected to be completed next week, paving way for major rehabilitation works once designs are finished. Renowned engineering expert Venon Ngulube has pledged to champion inclusion, fairness and stronger member engagement if elected Vice President, Policy, Public Relations and National Development at the upcoming 63rd Engineering Council of the Engineering Institution of Zambia. Mr. Ngulube says his leadership will prioritize finalizing the engineering charge out read to ensure fair compensation, rising visibility and recognition for engineers, and expanding international accreditation opportunities to position Zambian engineers globally. He has stated that structured career pathways, mentorship and training for technologists, technicians and craftsmen will be central to this to his agenda, alongside enhanced internship opportunities for graduates and students entering the profession. Mr. Ngulube says he has over 17 years of experience across water, sanitation, housing, roads, and public-private partnerships. Former Kitwe Mayor aspirant Charles Kabwita has outlined an ambitious plan to strengthen fire and emergency services in Kitwe on the Copperbelt province ahead of the August mayoral elections. Now, speaking in his capacity as former chairperson for fire engineering under the Local Government Association of Zambia, Mr. Kabwita has emphasized his commitment to improving emergency preparedness and response across the city, positioning the initiative as a key pillar of his campaign under the Tonse Alliance and the BM8 movement. Mr. Kawita says that once elected mayor, his administration would work closely with ward councillors to introduce council resolutions aimed at procuring additional fire engines and expanding infrastructure. Now, the plan includes the construction of new fire stations in Kana, Usukile and Kwacha, as well as the rehabilitation of existing facilities in Chumamwe and Kamfisa constituencies. Now, still in our local news, the Media Institute of Southern Africa, Zambia, has strongly condemned the disruption of a live radio program at Radio Mpongwe on the Capital Province of Zambia, describing the incident as a serious threat to media freedom and democratic principles. The interruption occurred on the night of April 8, 2026, when police officers reportedly accompanied by cadres from the United Party for National Development, UPND, allegedly forced their way into the studio and ordered the immediate halt of a live broadcast. The program is said to have been a paid-for segment featuring Motion Mushinino and Humphrey Matipa, both UPND members believed to be opposed to the recently elected district party leadership. Now, Mr. Zambia Chairperson Lorraine Mwanza Chisanga has expressed deep concern over the development, warning that such actions amount to censorship and undermine citizens' rights to access diverse views. Mrs. Chisanga has further questioned the involvement of both political cadres and law enforcement officers, stating that the use of force to disrupt a lawful broadcast raises serious concerns about respect for the rule of law, media independence and democratic values, especially ahead of general elections. She has since called on the UPND leadership to take decisive action by educating its members on the importance of respecting media institutions as independent platforms that serve the public interest. Now, finally, in our local news, Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, President Sean Tembo has questioned the circumstances surrounding the recent federal police shooting of five suspected criminals in Chiwolia area in Lusaka, arguing that the use of deadly force in the incident was unjustified. Mr. Tembo has noted that while police have previously killed suspects in operations, such as a recent case in Mushidamo district, those incidents did not attract similar condemnation due to what he described as credible evidence of an exchange of fire and the presence of firearms among the suspects. He has explained that the Copperbelt case suspects were allegedly hardened criminals linked to multiple offences across areas such as Chingola and Solwezi and were found in possession of firearms, which justified the police response. You're listening to the One Love Radio Main News. Do stay tuned for more stories after this break.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
Now, in international news, Israel and Lebanon's ambassadors to the U.S. have agreed in a first phone call to meet in Washington on Tuesday to seek an announcement on a ceasefire and that to begin direct negotiations. The Lebanese presidency made the announcement. Earlier, a senior presidential official told the BBC that negotiations could only happen with a ceasefire in place. Israel's ambassador to Washington later confirmed that formal peace negotiations would begin with Lebanon, but added that Israel refuses to discuss a ceasefire with Hezbollah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had authorized direct talks following a repeated request from